What's up, you guys? You already. It's your girl Cocaine Kisses. I'm in the building early, and you're in the building, so we're here. And we just gonna jump right into this shit, cause yeah, it's a must, so let's just get it done.
Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. The Saturn V building up to 7.6 million pounds.
You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
First and foremost, how the fuck are you? Round of applause for you niggas in the building. Salute, salute.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, let me first begin by apologizing to you listeners because something really weird happened over the weekend with my phone, in which I was not able to do the battles for you guys. So I'm going to explain to you what the fuck happened as far as I can tell, right? So for one, my phone, yo, I don't even want to get into it with my phone, but somebody got my phone on some type of, let me just leave that alone. Yeah. Shit is crazy when it comes to code. But my phone really be tripping the fuck out. I don't even think I control my phone anymore type shit. Those who know, they know. My phone does the most. Like, I swear it's somebody else operating my phone other than me. But I'm going to leave that alone. But I say that to say, all of my recorded URL battles from Gnome 11 magically disappeared off my fucking phone, right? Just magically disappeared like a fucking fart, real talk. And so I was pissed, naturally, right? I'm fucking pissed. Like, I just told the people I was getting ready to bless them with some battles. And yeah, so that's why you didn't get the battles, you guys. So I tried to alternate and find another alternative, which didn't work to my advantage. So I went on URL's app and figured I'd be able to just see the battles from there, right? So let me break this shit down. You know I gives no fucks because I live in my truth, right? You feel some sort of way, you know how to reach code. If you don't, that means you ain't really feeling no sort of way. So I'm starting to feel like, first of all, let's just put this out here. I don't believe in coincidences. There are no such thing as coincidences. So you guys been listening to me for a while. You know some of the things that I did not care for when it came to URL. And I'm a big fan of URL. Like, everybody knows that. You guys know that. My family knows that. URL fucking knows that, right? But there are things that they do or has done in the past that didn't strike me well. Like, you know, and I've spoken to you guys about this when COVID was really heightened. Smack was having battles. Niggas ain't have no mask on and shit. No 6 feet distancing. No social distancing. It was just like a mess. And so nobody made mention of this shit, but Co did, right? I didn't only mention it here on the podcast. I mentioned it and did like skip videos on my business Facebook page, right? So you know somebody heard what the fuck I said, because the very next event, motherfuckers putting up disclaimers and shit about how they are practicing social distancing and all these, you know, other relative information regarding the pandemic and how they're being safe while doing these battles. So I actually was like, oh, all right, cool. Somebody listening to your girl, right? Then when I did the commentary on some battles, I gave the truth in how I feel like a lot of the commentators are biased based on their position in battle rap, specifically URL. If these niggas ain't listening to me, next thing I know, niggas is doing battles and the commentators are talking about, we're not biased. I mean, the word bias is just flinging out their mouth more than spit. Bias, bias, bias. So I'm like, oh shit, these niggas is really listening. And then I did a video, you guys, this is why I said I can't make this shit up. Then I did a video discussing the URL app. Because a while ago, around the time they first initiated the app, it was not to my liking, right? And I'm a consumer. So if I'm paying for something and I don't like it, I'm definitely going to talk about it. And at that time, the battles weren't set up to where I felt there was a need for the fucking app. Like, if a battle, for example, if a battle came out today or Monday, July 6th, right? The way the app used to be, if I missed that battle for whatever reason, it didn't matter that the app existed. I could not go on that app later that night and watch that battle that I missed earlier in the day or review it the very next day, because it wouldn't be up. So I didn't really understand the point in the fucking app. Like, if you're not going to have the battles that aired that day on that app that day, then what the fuck am I paying for, right? Somebody's listening to me, but they're not going to give me my props. I don't need it, though, because I know what I said, because I was there when I said it. You know what I said. So now the app is exactly the way I suggested the app should be. Can't make this shit up. which is a plus for them. So thanks for listening to me, URL. You don't have to thank me. I already know what the fuck I said and what the fuck you did after I said it. So round of applause to me. You guys, just when you think people not paying attention to you, they paying the fuck attention, right? But with that being said, so I go on the URL app to try to retrieve the battles, right? My nigga, when I tell you I couldn't even sign on, like these niggas, I think these niggas banned me from even accessing the app. I'm so serious. And I know somebody is in their house or in their car laughing like Cole is bugging. No, I'm not bugging, because in any app, well, most apps that you sign up for, you got to give an email, right? So they'll know who you are. So in doing that, that's a way of tracking you. So when you try to gain access into the app and you put in your email, they know who the fuck it is. Like, y'all think bigger than what y'all think, all right? All I know is that I currently have no access to URL apps videos from the battles that are listed on the app. No bullshit. My nigga, no bullshit. Like, I literally had to sign on from my other phone, from my iPhone, because my Android, it was slow. Like, I went into URL, all I seen was a gray screen that says URL for 2 hours. Nothing. You heard? Nothing. Sign in from the iPhone. Let's just say, you guys, it is remotely impossible for me to view a battle on URL's app. So I don't know if that was done purposely or whatever the case may be, right? I just don't believe in coincidences. But that is the reason why, you guys, I have not done any commentary on the battles, because I lost all the history of what I had, my own personal recorded battles from Gnome. That just wiped out from my phone. And when I went to the app, URL that is, I couldn't even gain access, nor could, when I finally did gain access, did I see any fucking videos. All I seen was a minute and 20 seconds of somebody talking about what it is URL does. So shout out to you, whoever you are on the team that's preventing Cole from gaining access. But I got true followers and listeners that fuck with your girl, so I know you guys are patient. If I have to dig in the crates and do some throwback battles and commentate for you guys on those events, I can surely do that. I just wanted to let you guys know what the fuck happened, because you know I love you guys. So it's not like Cole just not on her shit. It's just that niggas is making it real difficult for Cole to be on her shit. But you know it's me, so there's a will, there's a way. So I thought I'd just let you guys know that. Me well enough to know I live in my truth all day, so I don't give a fuck. Like, my nigga, I'm loyal to God. My loyalty is for those who loyal to me type shit, you heard? So if anybody got offended by what I said from the URL camp, I'm speaking my truth. Like, if you faulting me for that, then I don't know what to tell you. I live in my truth. Should have let me get through that. Oh, anywho, so how was your 4th of July, people? Fireworks, cookouts, that type of shit. I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Really quickly though, I do want to take the time out to thank you, Syria. Thank you, Syria. You're far too kind. Jay-Z voice. Yes. So, you guys have become the 45th international country to tap in and plug into me and take a moment to see who the fuck is Cohen. What the fuck is she talking about? I appreciate your listening ears. I truly do, because there's so many people out here doing podcasts, right? There's nothing new under the fucking sun, but you know, it's not what you do, is what you bring to what you're doing, right? Because going to the supermarket, it's 1,000 fucking cereals, right? 1,000 cereals, all different types though. Some good, some not so much. But hey, I do what I do type of shit, you heard? So I want to tell you, Syria, thank you for becoming the latest country to follow me. I'm telling you right now, don't expect this shit to be all the way professional. Nigga, this is real me time on real nigga time, okay? Like, yeah, you're gonna get it how I give it. I'm not scripted. I'm quite unorthodox. I stutter, there'll be bloopers. I forget shit. Yeah, but if you like real shit, then I know you fucking with your girl. Clearly, a lot of countries like real shit because they fucking with me. So I can only be me, and I'm grateful and appreciative that you are here with me. So stick around. It gets crazy. Yeah. So you guys, so much shit to fucking talk about, right? It really is. It's a lot of shit to address. And I'm trying to figure out how do I address, if I even want to address all the things that I think need to be addressed. Really briefly, I'm not going to go into the preliminaries of what occurred with Felicia Rashad and her statement that she made on behalf of Bill Cosby. Now, you guys know a segment or two back, I was discussing how Bill got released from prison due to his overturned conviction. And it seems as though, you know, this is the real world. You can't please everybody. You're going to have people who were happy, right? And then you're going to have people who were not so much happy for their reasons, right? But it's funny because I didn't expect the reaction that I saw from the media when it came to Felicia Rashad and her statement about how she felt towards Bill's release. Now look, we've become a world, or a nation I should say, right, where you can't even speak your truth anymore. Like, this shit is disgusting. I'ma just put it out there. Like, we've become a nation that is so watered down in authenticity that if you should ever say something that is conflicting with other, like, the masses opinion or the perception of most people, you're getting crucified. And the last I checked, the First Amendment was still valid. My niggas, like, that's why there's a phrase, agree to disagree. We're not all going to like everything we hear, or not everyone is gonna like everything that we say. But there is a time when I think people really go too far in condemning someone's opinion. Like, what happened to us being entitled to our opinion? I am really surprised at Howard University for their remarks towards what Felicia said. I don't think most people took her comment, those who are thinkers, right? I don't think any of us took that comment that she made and deemed it as insensitive towards victims of rape, sexual misconduct, or anything of that sort. If you got that from what she said, something's wrong with you. No, real talk. I don't give a fuck. Argue me back. Like, something's wrong with you if you took what she said about her friend being released from prison as being insensitive to the victims that have encountered sexual misconduct and rape in their lives. I didn't get that. But you know how this shit goes. If you are a target and niggas don't fuck with you, they don't want nobody fucking with you. And should somebody come out and make a public service announcement where they're fucking with you, oh, we gotta crucify that motherfucker too. So, Cole's letting you know straight off the gate, fuck all y'all niggas who said something about Felicia Rashad. Like, real talk. I am completely disgusted that Howard University made the statement that they made about Felicia as if she was really being insensitive to victims that dealt with sexual misconduct and rape. Like, I don't know if they felt obligated And even if they did, because she, I believe she was a dean. She's a dean or to that effect. At Howard University. She has a very prominent role there. I didn't know we lived in a world, and I'm slowly realizing we do now, where you can't even speak your truth without somebody condemning you for doing such. And then we wonder why people don't involve themselves in issues that are affecting us collectively, right? Or they don't make comments about things that are dear to them. Because should it not be the same emotions that the majority feel on the topic, then you're getting crucified, pretty much. And I'm just saddened that, you know, niggas really took it there. Like, oh, Felicia Rashad should be ashamed of herself for what she said. What the fuck, nigga? She spoke her truth. Finally, she felt that a wrong that she felt. You know what I'm saying? How do you know what wrong she was referring to? Was you that simple-minded that you assumed the wrong she was discussing meant the charges or the conviction? Could it be possible that she was referring to him just being incarcerated, period? Like, before people find out what your true meaning was, if they were somehow confused, they just already at the state, like, kill this bitch. Like, no, you won't. So Felicia, I still, you know, I fucks with you. Hard body, my nigga. I don't give a fuck what Twitter, social media says. I think for myself. That's why we have independent brains and nobody influences Co, but Co and God. So yeah, no, I mean, I got other people who influence me, but definitely I'm not guided by the opinions of the masses. Cause a lot of time the masses be so fucking wrong and clueless. Yeah. I stand independent, niggas, independent of thought. So I just want to mention that. Fuck them niggas, Felicia. Word up. You ain't say nothing wrong in my opinion. So round of applause again to you for being true to you. And Howard, I'm really disgusted that you flipped that whole shit around and made it look like you just threw her under the bus just so you don't catch fucking shade from corny ass motherfuckers who didn't like what she said. And because she works for y'all felt obligated. Like, I'm not mad that you put out a statement, but you ain't have to throw her under the bus like that. Like, that was some real whack shit, and that's just my opinion, okay? Co's opinion. But moving forward, I'm gonna address this fuck shit, cause I'm so tired of it, you guys. I'm so tired of it. The blackfishing. Oh, you thought I wasn't gonna talk about it? You's a fucking fool. The blackfishing, people, okay? The fucking blackfishing. In less than a week, I caught two white women blackfishing. Come on, you guys. And I know somewhere there's an ignorant white person who's saying, well, isn't it like the same thing when black people bleach their skin and try to be white? We not doing that. We sticking to the script today about what the fuck is going on with white women blackfishing, all right? And this shit's been going on for far too long. You niggas just ain't really been vocal about it. Some have, but majority hasn't. And it's really been amplified in entertainment in Hollywood amongst celebrities and shit, right? So, Izzy, right? Y'all know Izzy. You know Izzy. You don't know Izzy? You fucking know Izzy. Maybe you don't. Excuse me. You probably don't know Izzy, because that's not her name. It's Iggy. You know, I give no fucks. My twin must be talking about me. Shout out to you, Izzy. Love you. Iggy Azalea. Whatever. Like, whatever, right? No disrespect, but whatever, right? Because you're the topic of discussion today. And, and he got called out on the 1st or the 2nd of July. She did a video recently. And let me tell you guys, in this music video, you know, a very drastic look was
shown. And you know, it's really disappointing when women do this, right? Because y'all bitches have so much to say about the black woman, right? Other ethnicities have a lot of negative narratives to say when it comes to the black woman. But y'all be the first motherfuckers to get a black man on your arm, go out there and get you some cornrows and box braids, stay in a tanning salon, shooting your fucking lips up so that they can be thick and juicy like our shit. Y'all be the first ones. Never giving no recognition, thank you, Spirit, to us, the original woman. But y'all want to take all our essence and then play it off like, this is me type of shit. The fuck out of here with that shit. Fuck out of here, my nigga. I don't overlook it. And I'm not going to because I'm a black woman, okay? So, I think another reason that gives women, like what Iggy did, the courage to play themselves and do what she did, happens more so when they've had a child with a black man. Somehow, like, just think, look at it, you guys. For real, like, open your minds and look at it. Kim Kardashian was the main one doing it from way back. It's like they feel like because they're dating a black man or have a child by a black man or is pregnant, I mean not pregnant, excuse me, married to a black man, it automatically gives them some backdoor access to be a black woman. No, it doesn't. Be who you are in your skin, and if you love who you love, okay, but don't date or have a child by a black man and think that gives you the right to run around here fronting like you're a black woman. Pay homage, niggas, because we see you. We fucking see you, okay? Iggy got blasted and dragged on Twitter. Her new video, I mean, it's drastic, y'all. Y'all know this woman is light, bright, white, pale. Like, there's no denying her complexion. So then you do a video where most of the men in the video are black men, and your whole persona screams, I'm a black woman, underneath all this shit. Yeah, okay. You know I ain't the only ones who saw this shit because they did articles about this, folks. The video was for I Am the Strip Club. And let me just say, I wish the song was at least good to me. This is my opinion. So I can kind of not be so sensitive about what the fuck she did in the video, but the song is trash to me, and what she did was trash to me. It's disturbing. I want to know, why do you women feel y'all need to do this and not pay homage? Like, what you think, you low? My nigga, you ain't low. You're not low. You a whole Caucasian woman out here with the Beyonce complexion on now. Like, who? Wait, what? What's going on here? Sir, ma'am, what's going on? Kim is notorious for doing it. Y'all know this to be true. Even if you're a Kim fan, I ain't mad at you. Like who you like, but be in your truth. It is what it is. It was getting to the point, and you guys have heard me say this before on segments, Kim was looking like a copycat Beyonce. Like, what the fuck is going here? I'm pretty sure if that was what was going on, that might have contributed to why B was like, I ain't fucking with this bitch. Why the fuck would I sit here and befriend a nigga who's going out their way to try to be me? That's scary, believe me, I know. I've got some karmics who do the same thing with me. They go out their way to study me, to be me. It's ridiculously disgusting. But she's not the only one. Iggy wasn't the only one who's done this recently. There is a young woman, I'm trying to figure out what state this woman is from. Bear with me, guys. I don't even know. Okay, wherever Liverpool Echo is, right? You guys, there's a young lady out there named Lauren. Lauren Nicole Thompson, 22 years of age, who is drastically shades darker right? I mean, this has gone out of control with the black fishing. Like, honey, why are you doing this? Is it really, as she states, according to the Mirror, that she's been tanning. She does this because she's, you know, been tanning and maybe has some kind of addiction to it. Says that she tans every day. What are you tanning every day for? I'm not understanding. Do you not like your natural pigment? I mean, this woman is dressed. You guys, look this story up. I mean, her friends, people who know her, are shocked at the photos. Like, yo, what are you doing? Lips, everything. What are you doing? But according to her, she's acquired this addiction because when she was young, she said her mom would use the sunbeds constantly. And she would go with her and sit on the chairs and, you know, she was just fascinated by it and said that she couldn't wait until she can do that. This one thing, it's one thing to like to do tanning and stuff like that, but when you start tanning to completely tan or change your complexion year round now, this ain't just no summer shit. Like, you doing this shit every day to look like this, then yeah, my nigga, what's up? What's up with you? Do you not like you? You know what I'm saying? I just don't like shit like this because people, what it says to me is that people want to be black when it's convenient. And it's not just women, other ethnicities trying to be the black woman. It happens amongst the black race, period. Like, it's all good to be black until it's time to be black type of shit. We as niggas know that shit. Like, everybody want to rap, they're black now. Got a little kink of curl in their hair. Oh yeah, me too. I'm black. No disrespect to the Afro-Latinas. But there's a lot of you motherfuckers that's, quote, Afro-Latina now that wasn't even claiming that shit prior to George Floyd. Real nigga shit. Like, be real with yourselves. And there's some who know their history and they've been claiming who they are since they've been who they are. You know what I'm saying? For those people, nothing but love and respect. But for you fraudulent motherfuckers who just decided to be black today, because it looks like being black gives more likes, being black signifies more exposure because we're going to exploit everything that makes up the black man and woman and take that shit like they've been taking everything and use it to our benefit. Nah, I ain't going to sit here and I'm not going to sit here and act like that's okay. If you do, that shit ain't all right with me. Not by far. So if y'all gonna take things from us, give homage, my nigga. Pay respect. Tell them why you wear the Bo Derek and cornrows, bitches. Tell them why you done got ass shots or lip Botox and all this other shit tanning till you can't tan no fucking more. Why you're going through, what was that woman name that was the president of the NAACP? Y'all remember that shit a couple of years ago? That bitch was a whole Caucasian woman and went through life transforming her race. Like, yes, I mean, really went through life claiming to be black. I wonder how that works. If I decided one day I just want to wake up and say, hey, I'm white now. I don't give a fuck what melanin you see. I am white. I mean, we've become so open to allowing so much shit nowadays. If I can literally push out a baby, you guys, and check off X, because I don't know yet what sex I want to refer to my baby as, I'm going to let my child choose their sex, then hey, I'm fucking Asian. Since you niggas is stealing our shit and running off like you're black, I mean, where does the fuck shit stop? Like, when is it going to stop? People, then y'all wonder why racism is still at an all-time fucking high. It's not gonna go anywhere until we start calling this shit the fuck out and making niggas responsible for the shit that they doing. Like, don't steal our whole image and run off like it's an original thought on your side. Get the fuck out of here with that lame shit. Mm-mm. No, Cole's not okay with that. No, I'm not. And I hope you guys aren't okay with that either. But if you are, hey, To each his own type shit, right? To each his fucking own. So, you guys already heard the situation with Sha'Carri Richardson, which is like, by the way, so super fucking whack. Like, really super fucking whack, you guys. I don't know if I'm more offended that she was pulled. Like, she can still, let's not get this misconstrued. She can still participate in the Olympics. But some of these games in Tokyo, I think she's, not even the games, I think she's just been suspended. That's what it was. She was put on 30-day suspension as a result of testing positive for marijuana. Now, I'm not challenging the Olympic rules, guys. Rules are rules, so I get that, right? And I think that's what the president was trying to outline when he made his statement about what has occurred with Sha'Carri Richardson. But you did have a lot of people who didn't want to, like, let that go. Like, yeah, I hear you, but I don't hear you. Like, it's like, I hear you, but I ain't listening type shit. You dig? Like, and a lot of people brought up Michael Phelps' situation back in the days when he was tested positive for marijuana and how things were done differently with that situation than with this situation. So with Sha'Carri, it was stated by her that the reason she had marijuana, and I commend homegirl for not, you know, playing the victim, but speaking her truth, like, yeah, it's weed in my system because I was dealing with some things, some personal matters. My mom, her mother, died before her Olympic trials. And so you don't really know how somebody is dealing with grief. That's just first and foremost. It's not like Shorty was just smoking weed because, hey, it's Friday, this is what the fuck I do type shit. Shorty went through some tragic event. She was grieving. She lost her mother. Who are we to say what anybody should do to cope with that type of bereavement? That's number one. Regardless of whatever the fuck you're going through or whatever you are, not so much as whatever you're going through, but whatever you got going on in your life as far as where you work, what positions you hold. Yeah, like, in a blink of a second, all of that can be discarded or disregarded, I should say, when you are up against some form of adversity, like death. Who's thinking about what's politically correct and not? This woman will never get her mother back. You understand? So that's where I looked at it firstly as. Secondly, then I'm thinking to myself, did anybody give this woman the benefit of doubt? Like, I'm pretty sure prior to this, you guys had to drug test these athletes every time they were in an event, right? So y'all ain't said shit about this girl smoking weed or being tested for being positive with marijuana or THC in her system. Then y'all know her mom's passed away, right? Like, she's not pulling fucking stories out of a hat, my nigga. Where's the empathy, folks? Where is it? Or is it like, nah, fuck that. You don't get a pass. Well, she don't get a pass because she's black, because she's a woman. Yeah, I said it. And for those who just said, don't make it a race thing, Cole, I didn't make it a race thing. America made it a race thing. You heard? You must be white who just said that. I heard you too. Don't make it a race thing, Cole. Listen, I'm making it what it is. It's always a race thing, if you didn't know. But a lot of times, white people don't know that it's always a race thing because they're privileged and they have yet to be subjected to the scrutiny that we as black people get all the fucking time. We're under a microscope, nigga. All the fucking time. Thankfully, she's not going to miss the Olympics. I'm just kind of disturbed by the fact that niggas went so hard. Like, they went so hard to try to destroy baby girls' dreams and aspirations. But then there's God, right? Y'all niggas got to do better. Do better with yourselves. Put that kind of energy into rectifying racial systematic dysfunctions. instead of contributing to the shit. My opinion. Shout out to you, Shikari. Knock them dead. Outrun everybody. Show them what you worth, because we already know. And we love you, baby girl. So don't let that shit get to you. I'm pretty sure you haven't. We support you. And, yeah, do the damn thing, boo. Yes, yes, yes! Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I had to say something, you guys. You know I had to say something. Like, come on. Really, that's what we doing? We ninny picking? Yeah. That whole part. So, you know I haven't been covering the Versus battles in a while, you guys. I heard somebody say to me the other day, Cole, why you stop doing the Versus battles? Honestly, I stopped because some of the battles that came after I stopped, I just wasn't excited about to the point that I wanted to critique it. Yeah, that's just the truth of it. I'm not saying that they weren't good battles. I'm just saying they wasn't battles that I wanted to critique. But shout out to everybody who has participated in a Versus battle. Eve and Trina did one. I don't know, in my opinion, if that was a good matchup. I don't know. I got my money always on Eve. No disrespect, Trina, but I like to hear more substance and bars than just pussy popping. My pussy is the best. Baddest bitch, money, money, money. I need more than that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a superficial. Not all fans are superficial and materialistic. Like, we ain't all plugged into the fucking matrix. So I don't want to hear that all day. Couple of songs, one or two, perhaps. But if that's your entire makeup, like if every single song I pull off your album is just you talking about your pussy and money and driving this and it's slow for me. I'm done. And yes, say, well, Lil Kim did it. Well, y'all niggas ain't Lil Kim. And, yeah, Lil Kim. Like, we love you, Kim, but, yeah. You guys, love yourself. Love the skin you're in. Please, stop letting the world pressure you to look like the next bitch who's looking like the next bitch. Bitch, look like you. Please, this shit getting scary, you guys. Then y'all wonder why niggas is bored with y'all. There is nothing intriguing about bitches that all look, sound, and do the same shit. I'm just here to tell you. You could get mad at the messenger, but it's still the fucking truth. There was rumored that, Mary J. Blige was supposedly doing a versus against Toni Braxton. And when I heard that shit, I just was like, what are we doing now? Are we just pulling artists like fucking straws to compete against each other? Because that's a mismatch. I love Mary. You understand? That is the, oh my God. Like, this woman don't even know she's my godmother. She don't even know it. She don't know it. But she is, right? Toni, amazing singer, but to put against each other, like they're on the same, it's non-comparable. It's not, you want a Mary versus, give a Mary versus Mary. You understand what I'm saying? Some of these artists are so iconic, you cannot put them versus nobody. Like, okay, if I was in charge of versus, this is how it would go, you guys, right? This is how I do shit, right? If I was on a team, if they, you know, Cole, we need you here. What you think type shit, right? I'll be like, look, Swiss, this is what you need to do. Timberland, light that blunt for me, please? Yeah, I know you probably don't smoke, but you can still light it. Listen, pass it. Let me get Chris Brown versus Neo. I like that. That versus makes sense to me. Mary versus Mary. Now, what you can do is break it up like 90s Mary versus 2000 Mary type shit. Because like I said, you guys, in my opinion, not everybody should be competing against somebody else if they're not in their caliber. No shade, but just, it doesn't, it's a mismatch to me. It doesn't make sense. You're not gonna have a lightweight fighting a fucking heavyweight, are you? No, you're not. So what the fuck? Right? Hove is another example of someone that you better never think you're gonna have him in a versus against anybody. Real talk. That's my godfather. He doesn't know it yet either, but he knows it. Yeah, that nigga, if you're gonna do, listen, the only other person, and I've been saying this shit for the last year, okay, way before there was ever even a thought of versus. The only other person you're going to have against Hove is another Carter. Is another Carter. If it's not Dwayne, then who you putting Sean against? Don't worry, I'll wait. It makes no fucking sense. If it's not Jay-Z versus Lil Wayne, then I don't want to see no versus that has Jay-Z with anybody or Wayne with anybody. If it ain't them two, then you doing something wrong. You're doing something wrong here, or they better be versing themselves type of shit, right? So the latest, y'all just don't know how much I fucks with Hove. I don't think you know though. Some of y'all do. Some of you, I got good friends and family that listen in, and they know, like, I don't think nobody loves Hove more than Cole. Like, not like that, you guys. Not like that. You gotta say that and shit, because people run with shit, nigga. I love that nigga like an uncle, like a mentor, okay? I learned a lot from that nigga in them albums. You heard? That's why I'm still, like, I got God and Hove. Y'all niggas don't know? Yeah, I'll be listening. I was listening, Hove. I don't know about the rest of these niggas, but I was listening, you heard? There was a versus battle the other day. Was it yesterday? I'm not quite sure, because I haven't been really following verses like that. I'm waiting for something to stun me again, like wow me. Between Keith Sweat and Bobby Brown. Now, actually, I kind of think that that wasn't a bad lineup. It wasn't. It was all right. The Earth, Wind & Fire versus the Isley Brothers was a good matchup too, by the way. I know a lot of young people. I don't have nobody under 18 listening in. That's number one, because you shouldn't be. This shit is for, you literally need to be 25 and older. In certain links to get to this podcast, it tells you, like, if you're not 25 years and older, you're not gonna be listening to this, right? You shouldn't be listening to this, because nigga, is no filter or censor on my motherfucking mouth, okay? I'm 38, soon to be 39, so yeah, I say what the fuck I wanna say. So I know a lot of younger people in the younger generation didn't really appreciate that versus. I totally did. I grew up on Earth, Wind & Fire. They're still one of my favorite groups. You made devotion. That's right, niggas. Bless the children. And, you know, the Isley Brothers is the fucking Isley Brothers. Shout out to Ron Isley. But what I did hear about the versus battle between Bobby and Keith that I did not like, and Keith is one of my favorite artists as well. Like, that nigga got hits for days, even though growing up in the 80s, he was known for whining. You know, that's what my parents used to say, real talk. And like, Keith and his whining ass. I never looked at it like that, but clearly a lot of people in that time zone, in that time era, felt like Keith Sweat was one whining ass nigga, right? Whatever. Everybody has their opinions like assholes. But what I didn't like that I heard happen yesterday, you hear me, at the versus battle, is that it was stated that Keith Sweat was throwing shade and shit. That's true, y'all? I was told, look, I didn't watch it, so this is what I was told. I was told from a viewer's perspective that they felt like the nigga was throwing shots at Bobby and kept bringing up, like, insensitive memories or being, like, inappropriate with certain remarks made towards Bobby. And I heard Bobby held it down with Poise and Class. Like, he ain't rebuttal with Shade or none of that shit. Like, that's classy. You know what I'm saying? If you feel you gotta put another person down just to lift yourself up, you need some healing, right? You need some healing. I'ma pray for you. Real talk, because from what I heard, that's what the fuck happened. I'm gonna catch it later in the week. I ain't rushing to catch it. But I'm gonna take a look at it for myself. But yeah. I think, in my opinion, these versus battles need to be more geared towards the competitors being equally yoked to go up against each other. You know what I mean? Like, some people just don't need to be in a versus against one another. That's all I'm saying. Like, I just don't really see the fucking point. But there's a point, though. It's getting views. Yeah. Oh! On the flip side, I did need to tell you guys. So, I think the last episode, I'm so random. You know you love me. My randomness. I have mentioned that I was waiting for France to jump aboard. France, I sincerely fucking apologize. Because you guys have been listening to me for a while. You know what it is? It's the way it's mapped out, to whenever I get a new country listening in. I don't always see my former countries, and I sincerely apologize. Because I love France. Like, no, I've never been. You guys know I just got on a plane for the first time ever in the ending of April, okay? So I ain't been a lot of places. But I'm gonna go somewhere. I'm gonna go somewhere. Trust me, I am. I'm going somewhere now, you know, energetically and shit. But I'm gonna physically go to these places, right? So I want to apologize, France, because I fucking love you. Yeah. And I was like, wait till France get aboard. And it's like, what, bitch, we're already in the building. Fuck is you talking about? I love you, France. Yes, you are. Yeah, you are already in the building. And I want to tell you, I love you. Like, if I ever get married, I'm getting married in fucking Paris. Like, yeah, telling my husband right now, nigga. And I don't give a fuck if nobody come. Just me and that nigga, nigga. No, I'm dead serious. Like, you ain't gotta show up to my wedding. I'm not one of those bitches that's doing it for TV. Nigga, none of y'all niggas need to come. I'm marrying a man that I love, and he married my ass. Oh, shit, it's lit. Y'all niggas could watch the video or something when we get back type shit. Because you never know. I know I'm going off course, but think about that, you guys, when you decide to plan your wedding. Anybody that's getting... I feel like somebody's getting married right now or getting married really... soon, in the near future. And I would suggest you be very particular about who you invite to your motherfucking wedding. Because there's niggas that's just coming to be spectators. Thank you, Spirit. Yeah. They ain't coming to wish your ass no well. They coming to talk shit. They coming to review the dresses. Who had on what. What the food tastes. Nah, I don't need none of that. Nigga, I'm dolo on regular cold time. You think... The day I get married, I'ma allow you fake ass niggas to be at my wedding? Shit. Got me feeling like the nigga from The Wire. Shit. Word up. You ain't coming here. I don't give a fuck who you are. If I don't feel like you really here for the right reasons, you won't be there. For no reasons. Yeah? That type of shit. But, you guys, I hope you really do catch the Olympic Games. I'm very big on sports. I know I've mentioned that in the past. I fucking love sports. Like, I love sports. Like, I don't give a fuck with that shit. Let me tell you how much I love sports. Nigga, I will sit here and watch NASCAR. Racing. Yeah, I will. My nigga, I've watched... Nah, I can't go that far. I've tried. Let's be real. I've tried to watch golf. It just doesn't do it for me, you guys. It just doesn't do it for me. I've tried. Because I like fucking sports. It just doesn't do it for me. I like speed skating. Like speed ice skating. That shit is fire. I love that shit. Woo! That. I love diving. You guys know I love gymnastics. I love synchronized swimming. I love track. I just love sports, you guys. Like, I could sit in the house all day and just watch sports. Like, I ain't got shit to do. Well, I don't know who these people are, but yo, you seen what that nigga just did? That nigga's crazy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I mentioned the games just to tell you guys, if you do catch it, also look out. I know Shikari Richardson is getting a lot of attention. There's also a lot of other runners that are just phenomenal. There's a woman from Jamaica. Her name is, what is this young woman's name? Shelly Ann Fraser Price. Fucking dope. Like, this woman, 34 years of age, right? Won a victory in the 100 meters at the Jamaican National Championship. And she will be going to Tokyo in search of her third Olympic gold medal. So shout out to you, Shelly Ann. I wish you all the success and best. I'm just excited for the games. You know, I hope you are too. Moving forward, and forward we shall move. Y'all, let me tell y'all something. If y'all don't think motherfuckers is hacking into shit, can hack it to your phone. It's funny because I just had a situation. I ain't going to throw them under the bus. But I had a situation where I had to make that real apparent. Like, I know niggas is tracking my phone type shit. Okay? Don't fucking play with me. It's me, Cole. I know what I know. But did you guys know that hackers demanded $70 million to end the biggest ransom attack? Ransomware attack on record? I kid you not. These hackers, like, yo, and I always say this, you guys, bear with me, I'm rolling. I always say this because I'm like, yo, niggas is nice with it. How the fuck why isn't companies more concerned about their security being breached, right? When we've already seen time and time again, security's being breached, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why I always say, nigga, if security in the government, you heard, is being hijacked and hacked and shit, oh, I know somebody done put some type of shit on my phone. Mm-hmm. But they want, when you say that shit, for them to think that you crazy. Speaking of crazy, really quickly. Okay. So you guys know, like, on Facebook, when you play them little games, them little wild games, you know, the games that be like, you're going to get married in, and they give you some fucking date, or these are the five best qualities of you, and they give you five qualities and shit. Tell me why Facebook already has, they're telling me, without telling me, that they must seem to think that I'm fucking nuts or crazy. Whatever, nigga, perhaps, right? But, all right, what I thought was really interesting was that every single personality that they aligned me to was Harley Quinn. I can't make this shit up, you guys. Every single time I did one of those little games and it would be like, who is your attitude or who is your inner self? Every single fucking one said Harley fucking Quinn. I said, really? That's how you look at me? It's cool. As long as I got the Joker, we high. Fuck yeah. Just want to say that really quickly. Let's get back to this hacking shit, though. So, according to CBS News, an affiliate of the notorious Revell gang, now they were best known for extorting $11 million from the meat processor JBS after a Memorial Day attack, infected thousands of victims in at least 17 countries on Friday, largely through firms that remotely manage IT infrastructure for multiple customers. This shit crazy. These niggas, Revell, right, was demanding ransoms of up to $5 million. But late sometime Sunday,
in a posting that they put on the dark web. They indicated that there was a universal decryptor software key that could and would unscramble all affected machines and exchange, you guys, hear this shit, 70 million in cryptocurrency. Like, niggas is getting bobo. They don't give a fuck. Like, what you gonna do, nigga? I'll shut down your whole bank account. What? Say something. Nigga, I'll change your whole identity to where nothing you use works. Like, this is scary, niggas. The FBI did say in a statement, however, that it was investigating the attacks, and that it may make it so that they're unable to actually respond to each victim individually. So if you're affected by this, or was unfortunately affected by these actions, the FBI is saying it's going to be difficult to respond to every individual victim. This is crazy. President Joe Biden did direct the full resources of the government to investigate this this incident. And if you believe, you guys, that you were compromised, to alert the FBI. Cybersecurity is serious, you guys. I remember when I was getting my bachelor's degree, and one of my professors was saying just how broad cyber crimes were climbing to, like how broad the actual crime was manifesting in. Like, it was at that time not so much of a big deal, but now look at this shit. Why? Because we live in a world of technology. So you teaching motherfuckers courses on how to create HTML codes and all this other shit. Eventually, if I know how to create it, I also know how to what? Destroy it, right? There's a wide range of these victims, though, from like all over, though. All types of businesses, all public, a bunch of public agencies throughout all continents. So this doesn't just affect the United States. This affects a lot of international countries as well. Countries that have dealings in financial services, travel and leisure. Basically, the victims get a decoder key when they pay up, and then everything goes back to normal type shit. A Swedish grocery chain, Coop, said most of its, shout out to Switzerland too, because you definitely in the building. You was one of my very first listeners, so mwah. I'm sorry to hear this, you guys, but like I said, a Swedish grocery chain, Coop, said most of its 800 stores would be closed for a second day, and that was on Sunday, because their cash register software supplier was crippled. A Swedish pharmacy chain, gas station chain, the state railway, and public broadcaster SVT were also hit. In Germany, what's up, Germans? I got y'all plugged in as well, so thank you for keeping me in your ears. I appreciate the love. But on your end, there's an unnamed IT service who told authorities that several thousand of its customers were compromised. Two big Dutch IT services companies, Veltart and Hoppenbrouwer Techniek? Yeah. Just keep in mind, a lot of the victims didn't publicly report this. So there's more that didn't say what happened to them than there are those who, you know, voiced their public disdain. CEO Fred Vakala of the breached software company Kaseya, or Kaseya, I guess, estimated the victim number in around the low thousands. comprised of like a bunch of small businesses like dental practices, architecture firms, plastic surgeries, centers, and libraries and shit like that. This shit is crazy. You guys gotta be careful. This is why I say, if they hitting up big people, ain't nothing for somebody to fuck with your shit. Your little old shit. Shit crazy. I guess they used this time to do it simply because it was a holiday weekend, and strategically this would probably be, as it panned out to look to be, the best time to do this and pull this shit off. So yeah, this was no coincidence that they launched this attack at the start of the 4th of July holiday weekend, clearly knowing U.S. offices would be lightly staffed. So I'm not sure how exactly we're going to address this in the United States or what their contingency plan is, but I'll tell you this much. Dutch researchers alerted Miami-based Casilla to the breach and said that the criminals used a zero day, which is the industry's term for a previous unknown security hole in software. They stated that the level of sophistication that was implemented here was extraordinary. I wonder if these niggas are on my phone. Let me just shut up. I mean, I'm nobody to be hacking, folks. Like, if you want to know, I'll tell you type shit. You don't gotta hack my phone. I ain't rich, so you gotta hack. You could try to hack the bank account. You're going to see, damn, this bitch do work for a not-for-profit organization. Yes, I do. Proudly, too, okay? I ain't rich, bitches. But I'm rich in spirit. Yes, I am. And that's priceless. So, yeah. Moving along, though. You know what I just thought about? You know, my brain does that. It goes back and forth. Yeah. So, remember I was talking about the Versus battle. I knew it was somebody I forgot to fucking mention. Okay. So, allegedly there was supposed to be, or there looks like there may have been discussions of a potential Versus battle with Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj. Now, the crazy thing is, Lil' Kim actually initiated that possibility. Like, I don't know if calling her out is the right phrase to use, but she definitely indicated out of her own mouth that she wanted to do a versus against Nicki Minaj. And whereas many people would have probably seen that as an amazing battle, I don't see it that way. And I think a lot of people want to see that event take place. I said battle, right? Versus. I always got battle rap on the brain. Forgive me. I know a lot of people would like to see that just because of the controversy that occurred with Nicki's success and her coming out as the female rap artist in the time that she came out, which was, what, 2010 type of shit? She really started magnifying her name and, you know, being who she currently is today, in which a lot of people just was not okay with her in the beginning. And I think that really had nothing to do with her lyricism, right? I think it had to do with a lot of people just feeling like she was carbon copying Lil' Kim. And you know, that's what ends up happening. People, and again, I understand the phrase, nothing is new under the sun, but we do need to learn how to stick to our own identities, people. Like, it's nothing wrong with being inspired and motivated from somebody. But when you go as far as to literally create, and I'm not suggesting that's what Nicki did, I'm just telling you guys what it is that people don't like when it comes to them feeling like somebody's acting like somebody else that they know, is that, you know, we're all individuals, right? Even twins ain't the same. No matter if they are identical, there is something different about those twins, okay? So nobody likes to see another version of somebody that we've already seen. This is why I don't fuck with hip hop like that no more. What, current hip hop? I'm throwback all day. Because the current rap artists and female rap artists to me are just clones. Seriously, nobody's saying shit worth saying shit to me. I pop my head to a couple of people, songs and shit. You know, I got a soon to be 18 year old, so she loopy. She let me know who to listen out for and shit like that. But overall, I am not pleased at all with hip hop. Nobody's talking the truth. And you know what it is for me? And I'm gonna step away from what I'm gonna say, what I was gonna say about this whole Versus shit. I'll come back to it. But I think for me, I take it personal because I'm now at an age where we're the teachers, right? My generation is the teachers. 82 and above, right? 85 and above, right? You're the teachers now. So teach, nigga. Don't condone the fuck shit, my nigga. I see too many, like, it's one thing when a 20-year-old or 21-year-old comes out as an artist and they're saying the toxic shit that they're saying and they're getting money for saying it. Okay. But when you're like in your 30s, mid or late, and you still talking some ignorant shit, this the ignorant shit y'all like? Whole voice. Like, I'm not with it. I'm not co-signing it. I'm not okay with it. Because there's no growth. And we're supposed to be growing people. Each one teach one type of shit. But no, that's not happening lately in hip hop. Hip hop to me is just disgraceful. It is nothing it used to be. It's just, what the fuck is going on? Like, y'all might need a motherfucking union in hip hop because this shit looking nasty. Y'all looking crazy out here. Some of y'all, majority of y'all. That's why I wasn't mad when Bow Wow said, yo, I'm about to quit. Or I quit rap because where's the heart of rapping? The heart of hip hop is gone, my nigga. Nas said it best. Hip hop is dead, my nigga. Like, at a cookout, I ain't playing none of this recent shit. I don't give a fuck who you are. I'm playing everything from when it was lit for me. My era. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not sorry. But back to what I was supposed to be talking to you guys about regarding these Versus battles and Lil' Kim calling out Nicki Minaj. Foxy Brown actually responded to these claims of Lil' Kim calling Nicki Minaj out for the Versus. And what she said was, she thought it was preposterous that Lil' Kim chose to do that. She feels like it was just another publicity stunt to get attention directed towards her again. But on the flip side, you have people who felt like a Versus battle would be better if it was Lil' Kim against Foxy Brown. And I totally co-sign that. Like, totally co-sign that shit. That's what I want to see. I'm not excited to see Lil' Kim against Nicki Minaj. I'm not. I don't know why that is specifically. I can't. It's just something in me goes, nah. Let me get that Lil' Kim and Foxy though. I'd rather that battle. I'd rather that Versus battle. True story. Like, I don't. Yeah, no. And I don't know if it's because I just don't really see anybody battling against Nicki and making it good. I don't know. I mean, you could very well have Lil' Kim against Nicki and it will please a bunch of folks. I'm certain that it will. But I would much rather like to see Lil' Kim versus Foxy Brown. I'm just putting it out there. That's my wishes, you know? That's just what I want to see. I don't know what you want to see, but that's what Cole wants to see type shit. LeBron, you got to chill out too when you go to your son's games and shit. We heard what happened at Bronny's basketball game. Like, such a diva. And that wasn't my words, you guys. That was New York Post. They called your boy LeBron James a fucking diva. They said LeBron James is a diva even when he's not playing. So I guess at his son's game over at St. Vincent St. Mary's High School, LeBron has some issues after a PA announcer said Bronny got a foul call because he was playing in a gym with his father's name on it. What? Yeah, guys. LeBron gets up, starts yelling at the announcer, interrupts the game in the process.
took him a little minute to calm down before he went back to his seat and, you know. But yeah. Can't be taking this shit that serious, LeBron. Calm down. Don't be one of those parents. Crazy ass parents. That's why some of y'all kids that are in sports and shit, they don't invite y'all to the game. If you're wondering why you ain't no Lil Johnny and shit at a game, or why Lil Susie didn't tell you about cheerleading practices, it's because your ass is too fucking competitive and you be embarrassing the shit out of them. Nah, I ain't gonna hold you. That's me. Let me tell you something. When my daughter was playing soccer, when Heavily used to play soccer in elementary school, my nigga, I used to run up on the teacher, the coach, for her school. Shout out to Success Academy. And be like, yo, what's up? Why you ain't put my daughter in yet? Yo, nigga, I'm a beast. Like, y'all don't really know me. I was not in this fucking podcast. I'm one of them parents. That's what I'm saying. I can speak from experience because I be that parent. I am that parent. That, yeah, it's all fun. Yeah, everybody enjoy yourself. But if I don't see my child getting playtime like the rest of these kids, ain't nobody playing type shit. What? I'll shut that shit the fuck down. Everybody plays or nobody plays. Play with me if you want. So I can understand the intensity of some of the parents when it comes to these games. If you're like that, I'm like that, don't go to the game. Just don't go to the game. Damn. I'm going to suggest you go. You're going to make it hot. You're making it hot. But I've spoken and talked y'all heads off enough. You know I have. There's so much more shit that I want to say. But I'll leave it for the next time. Cole always has something to say. Oh, but before I leave, I will leave you with this story. Y'all know a lot of fucking heat is going on with this situation with Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor. Oh, you didn't know? Okay, let me tell you. Okay, you guys. My fault. So this whole shenanigans with Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor? Yeah, Maria Taylor. In which these are, you know, this is sad. This is just more evidence and proof that there is no kumbaya moments in America, right? And if you thought there were, they don't last long because it's not true. It's, you know, false. We're not really doing what could be done to kind of end this bullshit because it's always, unfortunately, you know, a black person being discriminated against when it comes to comments about whether or not they are the right person for the job, right? I always feel like black people always have to prove themselves more than the average credentials or the average qualifications necessary for something. If you're black, you got to prove that and like 10 times more. And even then, sometimes it still doesn't mean shit, you know? Just because you did that don't mean you won, right? Type shit. But apparently, Rachel Nichols, like, bitch, you big salty. And for you to use the fact that the reason Maria Taylor was offered the opportunity to cover the NBA Finals. Sorry, you guys, getting messages and shit. All right, for her to basically say that the reason Maria Taylor got the opportunity to be chosen to report on the sidelines was based on the fact that ESPN was trying to become more geared towards practicing diversity or promoting that they are diverse.
was just sad in itself to make that kind of statement. It's almost like, it's almost the same statement folks, white folks, was white folks, I have to say that, white folks would make when they found out you were in a school or what they felt was their school. And they want to know how you fucking got there. So, you know, the next question is, oh, you must have got here because of affirmative action. So that's exactly what I get from her statement. Like, oh yeah, well, you know, if she got the opportunity, it was only because ESPN basically wanted to appear to the likes of being more diverse. So, crazy, right? Well, they've actually removed Rachel Nichols from NBA Finals sideline coverage due to these inappropriate fucking comments. It's just sad that people can't just accept that maybe you got the opportunity because you deserved it. I mean, hello, why was that never in the equation? Like, why was that never considered? You know what I mean? Like, why did it, like, are you that mad that you don't believe that she could possibly be more, a better suit, or the opportunity was just something she earned? It's like a sore loser. Like, the minute you didn't get something your privileged ass felt you should have gotten, then the excuse for it was, oh no, it's because ESPN is trying to be more diverse and they had to pick the black person above the good person. That's the vibes I'm getting. And that shit is whack. That shit is super whack for you to even have played your hand like that, Rachel. And that's seriously why you kind of deserve the karma that's coming your way for really coming out your mouth. And in theory, that's truly what you felt. Like, she really must have felt like that. Whether she believed it or not, she still felt like that. Whether she believed it was true, I would say, she still felt like that, nonetheless. She did apologize on Monday. Sometimes I don't get caught up in people's apologies because it's all for press, publicity. You try to clean up the mess you made. And so I don't always know if when a person apologizes, like in the real world, whether or not it's genuine and sincere. I think the only reason why she apologized is because her career was on the fucking line. Let's just be honest. But she apologized. Congratulations to you, Malika Andrews, who will now be giving sideline reports instead of Rachel. Considering that Rachel will still host the jump during the NBA Finals, Maria Taylor is still going to be scheduled to host the NBA Countdown for the Finals, okay? A lot of people didn't just go and target Rachel for her inappropriate comment. They also attacked ESPN as well. And it is no surprise or secret that there aren't a lot of black women in the current role that Maria has. So I'm pretty sure it's safe to say she probably hears these type of degrading remarks more than she would care to hear them. Probably don't want to hear the shits at all. I know I wouldn't. But to hear it from a colleague, and this is what, you know, the media, CBS, stated, that to hear it from another woman must just be like totally disappointing. This is crazy. This shit is sad. You know, I don't care what your nationality is. Stop thinking that the only reason why some people, specifically black people, in many circumstances are in positions simply because of affirmative action, or because, hey, they had to even the score, or hey, they did that because of, quote, diversity. No, people deserve to be where the fuck they are. And just because you don't want to admit that, or you feel threatened by the fact that you didn't get something your overprivileged ass just assumed you automatically should get, doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful and insensitive. You know, it's just amazing how we deal. We're so like, it's always a double standard in this country, you know? It really is. It really is. I often always wonder, what if things happened the other way around? We pretty much know how things would work. So I'm going to leave that there and close out, you guys, with my comments about Monique. Now, I'm going to keep this real short. I'm not going all the way back into the, you know, meat and potatoes of what occurred with her. You guys know she made a comment not so long ago about women coming outside their homes with the bonnets on their heads, specifically African-American women. And she addressed this statement by saying that when women of color, right, black women do that, that we're perpetuating a stereotype and we should have more pride, or we should take more time to have pride in what we look like when we step outside, right? So I think for me, I don't disagree with the fact that you should come outside and feel and look your best, right? But that should be according to your standards, not society's. So this is where I don't agree with Monique. For starters, I don't think she's in a position to be telling anybody about what they should be doing when it comes to their feelings of self-worth. Because Monique, you was a whole big girl, right? Making a lot of skinny bitches jokes, right? Which, unbeknownst to you, that was your way of dealing with childhood traumas that were repressed. So instead of like actually healing from the fact that you were mad that you weren't skinny, you chose to become an comedian and make jokes about it to heal. Yeah and no. Like, laughter can heal you, but the way she went about it was super weird. And you can tell because now she's looking like a close-to-be skinny bitch, right? I mean, a lot skinnier than what the fuck she started out as. And there's nothing wrong with losing weight. It's just that I found her to be very hypocritical because you was all big girl, team big girl. And now you're just like, you know? Yeah. So, this is my issue with her comment. Is the mere fact that she put a stigma to women who wear bonnets. And I'm in attendance today because I'm a bonnet bitch, right? So you make the kind of comments you make, Monique, if you ever come across this podcast, is very insensitive. And I'm quite surprised that you, of all people, an African-American woman who knows firsthand the injustices that are created towards us, why would you also, like a whole Uncle Tom, beat us down with a stereotype that ain't even valid and shouldn't be valid? That's your personal opinion on what you believe looks a certain way to you through your lenses. Does not make what you said a general consensus that we should all be following. I'm very disturbed by the comment that she made, which makes her feel like women who wear bonnets are bummy, or it says a lot about a lack of integrity that they may have for themselves. She just depicted women who wear bonnets as being, you know, as it being something that's unacceptable because it makes you feel, I guess, you know, less than classy. Like, okay, pause, bitch. Because you of all people, as a black woman, should know it's never okay to judge a book by its cover, right? So you're no better than the motherfuckers who stereotype us with the shit they stereotyped us with in the past and still present. You come as one of us, judging one of us? Where the fuck does that make sense, Monique? Like, real talk, because let me tell you something. If you're looking at a woman who's outside with a bonnet on and you seem to think she doesn't love herself, she's coming outside not in her best, she should take more care of herself, she should not want to come outside like how she looks, who the fuck are you, bitch? How do you know she doesn't feel perfectly fine with what she looks like and as she should? She's in her self-worth. I didn't know how we feel about ourselves is based on how the fuck you feel about us when you look at us. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, my nigga. I can't respect that, Monique. You're basically telling bitches to live up to somebody else's standards of what it means to come outside and look presentable. Or if you don't do this, that means that. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch, I got 3 degrees. How many do you got, Monique? And you'll catch my black ass right here in the hood, in the Bronx, with a motherfucking zebra bonnet on. I wish you would judge me by that. I wish you would. I wish you would, because it would prove my point. That you're despicable for even trying to make this statement and act like it's valid. No, it's not valid. You're no better than the people who judge a book by its cover. Real fucking talk, Monique. So just because you see a bitch, public service announcement, with a motherfucking bonnet on a motherfucking head and she outside like that, that bitch is comfortable in her motherfucking skin. Clearly you ain't Monique, because you went from the Monique we used to know to the Monique we don't even want to claim right now, because you on your bullshit. Yeah, I said it. So yeah, catch me in these streets with my zebra bonnet on, you heard? I definitely come outside looking however the fuck I feel like looking. That doesn't take away my intellect. It doesn't take away my motherfucking accolades. It doesn't take away my integrity, my ethics. And if you're judging my outer appearance by that and assuming I don't have these qualities because I have on a fucking bonnet in my head outside because I wear mismatched socks when I go outside because I just dress weird, period, then you got a lot of growing up to do, Monique, and I'm very much surprised at you. So with that being said, you guys, I'm going to get up out of here. But oh yeah, tip and news flash really quickly. So they're not letting Sha'Carri Richardson run in the Olympics. I just got that information. So yeah, yeah. So you guys, just to give you a heads up, they will not be allowing her to run in the Olympics in Tokyo. And probably will touch on this tomorrow or whenever my black ass get back here. soon, people, soon. Well, what's the little bitch name from 3LW? I'm so sick of her ass. Yo, she's such a clout chaser. Like, she is so bitter that the world does not revolve around her ass. And she, you could tell, she's one of them bitches who thought she was just it because she's bright. No, bitch, no. She always got something to say. Always. You know, I just can't take this bitch. I really can't. The hate's been forever. Like, forever. And so, every time I turn around, she got Notori name out her fucking mouth. Like, yo, shorty, what are you doing with yourself? Like, you just jump on a bandwagon just to be relevant. Like, get out of here. You a hater. She just mad. Notori, she just mad because black don't crack. You know, that dark black. That dark black, you, yeah, my nigga. We all sisters and brothers, but bitch, you wildin'. Like, you be doing the most for attention, shorty. Are you fucking serious right now? So I'm saying all of this to say, Notori, I love you, baby. She caught some heat because she, like myself, okay, supported and defended Felicia Rashard, which many of you motherfuckers should be doing, in my opinion, but, you know, you don't have to. Now, you know, they used to be in that group, 3LW, together. What's the other one name? Keely Williams? Kylie? Kylie Williams or some shit like that? Whatever. I think this bitch just saying Notori's name just to get a buzz. Because she know if she just come out and say something on her own, ain't nobody really listening. But you got to use somebody else just to get attention. Like, all the time with these lemonhead bitches, I can't. So sour. So sour. But yeah, so After the Tory rose to the defense of Felicia Rashard, and how she's been treated recently by the media, by other people, by Howard University, she basically, you know, slammed black people for not giving more respect to Felicia Rashard, to Felicia Rashard, and allow her to have her own opinion without trying to fucking crucify her. Here this gap tooth bitch go with the, and nothing to my gap tooth bitches, because my mother is a gap tooth lady. I heard her getting ready to say what? No, I caught it. Gap tooth woman, and my daughter has a gap on too. So, you know, I does the gaps, I loves the gaps, but this bitch here, always talking shit. Got the nerve to tweet, oh my fucking God, somebody bring me a two-piece. She talking crazy again. No, bitch, you on her dick again. Like, get up out of here, shorty. Like, damn. What you mad because you ain't getting no attention? OnlyFans were? Try that out. Anyway, let me get up out of here, you guys. You know, I give no fucks, zero fucks. I speak the truth. If you got a problem, call me out. We can talk about it. Make sure you put on your intelligent hat, okay? Yeah, okay. Because I play around, but bitch, I come hard. So, yeah, you got some shit to say. Make sure you know exactly what to say and how to say it to Cole. So, okay, you guys, I'm going to let you go. You know I fucking love you. And we'll do this again really, 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 really fucking soon. Like, soon, though. You guys, I love you. Stay grounded. Oh, to all my collectives. Really quickly, too. So, I know you guys know about the shift, right? Energies is on crazy mode. If I could leave y'all with anything specifically for my divine masculines, I know masculines, right? So that's his best. So I'll say this much to you guys. Y'all got this. That's all I'm going to say. Whatever you going through right now is part of the lesson. It's part of the lesson, right? Surrender. Just surrender. Whatever's going on right now. And I know life is kicking your asses right now, divine masculines. I know. But they're going, like, it's like this for a reason. Learn a lesson and embrace what's going on. Let go of shit you need to let go. People, places, activities, you name it, if it got to go, let it go. And stop being so hard on yourself, all right? You can do this. You can do it, right? You can do it! You know, I can't stand my spirit guides. Really? Y'all gonna channel Water Boy? My goodness. All right, Divine Feminines. Divine Feminines, you stay grounded as well. Do not sit here waiting on your DM. If you're on a true twin flame journey, a true twin flame journey, you guys are not even separated, and I hope you get to that place in your life where you understand what I just said. Like, there's no such thing as separation. So for those of you who are physically separated and you're like, what the fuck that bitch said, then either one, you're not on a true twin flame journey, two, you're not really doing the work, three, you do not understand just how deep this connection is. So yeah, you may not possibly be a twin flame. And if you are, you really got to get to that point where you are able to let go, knowing that what's yours is yours. And you're not letting go of that person because you can never let them go. They're always with you. You're always with them. If you're not at that place, then you still got a lot of work and healing you need to do, a lot of shadow work. And I send you love and healing to assist you on that part of your journey. But for the most part, Divine Feminines, your masculines is coming in. Just give them some time. They doing their thing. And bitch, you do yours. Please don't sit here waiting out the window for masculine. Because that's only going to make him come even slower. Right? All right? He loves you, bitch. You don't have to sit there waiting. You should know already that he loves you. Masculine, you should know that the feminine loves you unconditionally. Please, people, get y'all shit together, because we on universe time, and we all are collectives on this journey, and we got shit to do and work to get done. Like, seriously, we're leaving legacies, people. This shit big. This is big. So yeah, love you all, collectives. Love you to all my listeners in every single country that listens to me. Fans, followers, frauds, and foes. Yeah. I love you guys too.
until we meet again later, you guys. And yeah, that whole part.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.